Good Gabs, sponsored by SkillSkin, a nonprofit organization empowering individuals with disabilities through employment. What's up, everybody? We're going to learn about an organization that I didn't know too much about and just recently understood who they were. I don't know if you can read it, but it's Spokane Sports. And today we have the pleasure of speaking with Keetra Lewis. Keetra, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Who knew? By the time you're seeing this episode, the snow will be gone, the flowers will be up, and, you know, maybe even some leaves on some trees. But today it's snowing. But Keetra, can you believe it? There's 3 inches at my house today. I'm like, what is happening?
It's ridiculous.
My wife walked in. She's like, we're going to do some coffee and stuff. And she's like, have you opened the window yet? I'm like, no.
Don't do it.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, okay. More water, though, for the lakes.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, so I just had to do a little reframe.
Yeah, shift of perception. Uh-huh.
So when I'm on the boat, I will just, be so grateful for the water today.
Yeah.
But speaking of grateful, it's like, shoot, your organization, Spokane Sports, I think our whole community should be grateful with what's going on there.
Yeah.
What's going on? We just got done with NCAA basketball here. Mm-hmm. What else is happening in your world?
So much. So much. NCAA, we had the Pacific Northwest qualifiers, actually. Their last weekend is this weekend, and we'll be wrapping that up.
What's that?
I know, right? Which is just so wild to me. Okay, so when I joined the organization, learning about Pacific Northwest qualifiers, it's a giant volleyball tournament.
Oh, like, okay, yeah.
I'm talking big. Big, yeah. Raise the roof. That's what's up. It's honestly, it's larger than Bloomsday.
Yeah, this is a citywide sellout of all the hotels, right?
Sold out. Yeah. Like, bigger than Bloomsday, bigger than Hoop Fest. And honestly, prior to joining the team, I didn't know about it, which is just wild to me. And it's kind of a common theme as I started to learn after joining Spokane Sports, was just there's a lot of stuff happening that I just wasn't aware of. And now that I'm learning more and more about it, I'm just like, we need to be shouting this from the rooftops, yeah. Right? Like, we need more and more people to know about what is happening right here in Spokane. So Pacific Northwest qualifiers, people are coming from all over having this. It's now extended into 3 weekends of a volleyball tournament. Ages, you know.
Damn, from 3 weekends of just people descending on the city.
Yeah, and it spans from like our Spokane region. So we've got the podium. We're at the convention center. It's happening out at the hub. It's happening at Eastern Washington University. So it's all like there's
like every court space we can get.
Yeah. So you're definitely, and I'm sure they're probably like, what is this stuff falling from the sky right now? As they're visiting our downtown shops and restaurants and all of that good stuff. We've just constantly have been busy since the moment that I started. So I joined the team back in October, end of October, which is such a fun time to join this team because it was right at the beginning of our indoor track and field season.
Which is huge, right? We have one of like a state-of-the-art indoor track.
Like, can we just take a moment to pause and talk about the podium?
It Please.
Is like wild. Like, I'm saying, I'm learning all of this stuff for the first time. So for me, I'm just like, learning about, so the podium powered by STCU, I will refer to it as the podium moving forward. It is the state of the art facility. And what is just so incredible about it is it can transform. So the indoor track and field, but then it can transform to then what it was, basketball, wrestling, judo, volleyball, and then
didn't we just buy another floor too to like make it a concert floor too?
Bingo. Like, what? It's yes. Yeah. Yes. So it's just so much has happened in there, which is just pretty incredible. And it was really built out of the need to fill our city during like the shoulder seasons, as hoteliers call it. I talk a lot with my hands, so it's a good thing our listeners can also see the air quotes.
Because you're awesome. Who doesn't?
It was built really during the time where it's like the slow post-Christmas months. Our indoor track and field season goes from the first weekend of December through the first weekend of March. So we're filling the hotels.
Incredible.
We're bringing people into the Spokane region to eat and shop and hang and do all of that, which...
And experience a pretty cool part of the year, you know, depending on, you know, if it's snowing or not. It's pretty sweet out here.
Some people are into that. Yeah. No, definitely. So getting people here.
Oddly enough, like our 100th episode, we had former Mayor David Condon on, and he was talking about, you know, the North Bank and the vision of the city at the time. And it's like... talking about how to get big things done, and sometimes it just takes a long time, but now it's happening. And I can see the excitement from you, and you know it's making an impact here.
Right.
And yeah, that's just incredible.
Well, and I think what is really cool too is like the span of all of it, you know, it's right in our downtown core. So for us, cool, that's great. But for visitors, when you're coming into Spokane and you're trying to stay at a hotel and you need to go to the convention center or the podium or the arena or all three, you know, it's all right within walking distance, which is pretty incredible. And you can stand in like a certain area, several probably, and see all of the facilities.
Right.
And then you're right in the downtown core. So you've got restaurants and shops. And I mean, we've got the mall, like so much happening where it's just, it's pretty incredible.
I know, I try to think about other, you know, cities in America that I've been to that, you know, have that kind of core facility so close.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine another one that's comparable.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So yeah, we're getting through that. What are some of the other parts of Spokane? I didn't never even heard of Spokane Sports, by the way, until I saw your CEO. She was at a Empowering Women Who Lead event, and I was there just watching. I was like, she was one of the speakers, and she was inspiring. I was like, okay. But I really didn't even know the organization existed. It's like, no, it's been a powerhouse behind the scenes, making things happen. It's not just the PUD. It's like a whole ecosystem of people who try to get this done.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, so I hadn't heard of Spokane Sports either. I was told through a group of friends that I'd heard about actually the position. So when I went to go for the position, obviously did some more digging, and
Who are these people?
Right. Well, and prior to, so I had a role, and then, but prior to that role, I was actually at Visit Spokane. So I was really surprised that I hadn't heard of Spokane Sports. So Spokane Sports is our city's sports commission, been around for 35 years. But what is pretty incredible about the team prior to me joining, prior to the newest team members, it was like a team of four, really like rocking and rolling and getting some things done. And the thing about that team is they were super heads down. They knew they needed to like get these bids out there to try to win some big events.
Is that how it works? Like you have to bid for events?
Yeah. Yeah. So you fill, and it's a pretty extensive process as far as like all the paperwork that goes into it, all the information that they need, laying out all of that, and then sending it off, and then kind of like lighting a candle to say like, oh, we hope we win. And then, you know, doing site visits, and there's a lot that goes into behind the scenes of trying to win. But then once Spokane Sports would win the event, they'd come here, they would rock the socks off the athletes coming here, the people that helped to put the event on. Spokane Sports would link arms with a lot of people like the Public Facilities District, Downtown Spokane Partnership, Visit Spokane, like lots of people to make that event a huge success. And then they'd be like heads down making it happen. The event would go off without a hitch. It'd be amazing. And then they're like, boom, on to the next one.
Uh-huh.
What has shifted in today versus then is with Ashley coming on as our new CEO, she's really looked up to say like, okay, we need to start being able to tell our story. And really that was the whole purpose of my role and getting that filled. In years past,
so not just your story like locally, but nationally, but locally too.
Yeah. Like, well, and that's honestly, some of it is like nationally, Spokane is actually pretty well known when it comes to bringing sporting events here. Like it's not a new name. Nobody's like, you know, trying to pronounce our name. Like they know us, then they know what we're capable of doing. But one thing that I even quickly recognized was locally, not a lot of us really know about Spokane Sports or what they're making happen, because they're just you know, getting stuff done and then moving on to the next thing.
I love that. Behind the scenes, getting it done,
rolling up,
but having the giant impact.
Right, right, exactly. And so when I came on, so my experience is working with an advertising agency. So I was with a local agency for 8 years. And so I've had the opportunity to work with lots of different brands of, you know, big sizes, small sizes, locally, nationally, globally.
Cool.
And yeah, no, I had very awesome experience. But what I quickly noticed when joining Spokane Sports was like, we don't have a brand story. You know, like we've got a logo, we've got some brand colors, but we don't really have a story. And so I started to realize like that is why locally people are having a tough time like latching on to like who we are and what we're doing. And so that has been like my main focus since the day I started, was like really trying to craft that story and how to navigate it depending on who it is you're talking to.
So our listeners, we're a bunch of nonprofit leaders, you know, business leaders, and just folks want to know how to, you know, get big things done and move the needle on good. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you tell them? Like, who are you?
Yeah. So locally, I would say, you know, we really help to bring sporting events to Spokane for sports tourism to bring economic impact to our city. And so why is that important? You know, it's that whole like cycle of like bringing dollars into our city so that people like us who live and work and play here, that all goes back into our ecosystem.
Okay. So we're thinking about like economic impact of the work that your organization is doing. I mean, do you happen to know some of those numbers?
Yeah, actually. So in 2023, we had over $133 million to our community in economic.
133.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of money. A
lot of cash. Cha-ching. Which is just wild. And that's where I'm like,
how many people come to make that kind of impact?
So we did have it broken out. So that's looking at about over 86,000 visiting spectators, looking at over 63,000 athletes, and over 3,000 out of town officials and coaches. Because really, those are the, you know, people who help to make these things happen as well.
Yeah, because they don't necessarily live here.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
So,
okay.
And that I would say is really what the biggest difference between sports tourism and sports in Spokane. So a lot of times when people are like, oh, Spokane Sports, so do you guys work with like the new soccer team, or are you guys affiliated with like the Chiefs and, you know, certain things like that. And I would say that is the biggest differentiator between Spokane Sports, our city sports commission, and some of those entities. Like, by all means, we love and link arms with all sports in Spokane, of course.
Sure.
But really what we're interested in, where our mission and driver is with the sporting events that will help with that economic impact, that will bring sports tourism to the Spokane region.
Makes sense to me. It's a great distinction.
Yeah.
Where's the funding come from to like stand up, you know, the organization?
Yeah. So I'm still learning all the things. But I do know that a lot of it is like lodging tax dollars.
Okay,
so
yeah.
So when the visitors come and stay with our hotels, that the money coming from that helps to fund Spokane Sports. And I do know too, there's always an opportunity, of course, to be a sponsor. So we're you know, there's a lot of new roles within Spokane Sports, and one of them is business development. And Marit Jacobs, she's doing an awesome job rocking it. She's really getting out into the community to help to look for sponsors as it pertains to like either with a specific event or with our overall organization, but then also just like connecting more with our community.
That's
because
cool.
Again, you know, the biggest thing is like getting people to understand who we are and what we do and why it's important. And so her and I have been really like teaming up a bunch. Like, she's still fairly new too, like me, and so we've been like meeting regularly to try to figure out, like, I'm crafting the message and then trying to figure out what it is she needs when she goes out talking to people in the community to help people better understand who we are.
So how is that team growing then? So it went from four. What's it look like today?
Well, we actually just job offered and he accepted, so I think we are at 10.
Yeah. But, okay, so as this grows, So does the impact.
Well, and what's awesome too is we're getting people put into positions that can be very skilled at something specific rather than being in that like early, the early phases of like a startup where everyone's doing everything and we're
real
all wearing
scrappy.
Real scrappy. And like, hey, we can still be scrappy, but at the same time, like people are being very like skilled and specific into what they're doing. And so that 10th person that I just talked about, we hired a marketing and content coordinator to help support me and what I'm doing. And so that'll be awesome. I can't wait.
So we're going to see Spokane sports everywhere here pretty shortly, aren't
we? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, crafting the message, doing a lot more on social. I mean, we live in a wild time right now, right? Where social is just like the power of that tool is just wild to me.
We're learning that at SkillScan.
Yeah.
I would say we dabbled in social for many years and we tried to kind of bootstrap it internally. Mm. And, you know, we were moderately successful and we got, you know, a following. But as soon as we connected with like the pros and said, hey, how can we really leverage this?
Yeah.
Skyrocketing. Now it's like, now I don't even get excited unless like 10,000 people are like connecting up to like, you know, podcast or the, you know, SkillScan website. And I'm like, I would have been really excited if like 10 would have interacted with us, even just 3 years ago.
Right. The bar is like going higher.
Yeah.
And
it's
higher.
Incredible. Yeah. I can't believe it.
No.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's one of the things when I first joined the team, you know, I thought, oh, I'm going to, you know, probably grab a few people. Obviously coming from advertising marketing world, I thought, oh, I'll grab a couple freelancers here and there to help support me in what I'm trying to do and all the things. And I quickly learned, you know, Spokane Sports really needed a lot. We really needed to lay the foundation and create that groundwork. And so I did lean into the search for hiring an agency and in doing that, you know, found one that could help support with social. And that has been incredible. Like being able to do like a social deep dive to figure out like who's following us, who do we want to follow us, like why do we want them to follow us, all of that good stuff. And then being able to like not just post to post, but have like some serious curated content and having it like look and feel good. And it's sports, so there's so much passion and heart behind it. So it's been a lot of fun. And yeah, seeing those numbers grow and grow has been rad.
So what drew you into this world then?
Yeah. Well, so like I mentioned, I was previously at an agency and I'd have been there 8 years, which is quite a while for agency life. But I loved it. It was so good. I started out.
But you're always grinding, right?
Yeah. I started out as an account coordinator and then just worked my way up within the world of advertising. And the last role I had there was helping with business development because I knew the agency inside and out, and I took it to go try to meet with new clients and help sell the agency. And it was a lot of fun, but I recognize that, you know, as far as like taking on any more of a leadership role meant that I'd have to like kick out the big dogs, and they're not trying to go anywhere. Right. So, and I'm still like huge fan of the agency. They were like, honestly, family to me. I'm not originally from Spokane. And so, I did a lot of growing up at that agency, and they're so great. And spoiler alert, I ended up hiring them as our agency of record. So yeah, still, like I said, big fans, chapter and verse, shout out to them.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, they rock. So yeah.
So how'd you get to Spokane then?
So I actually graduated from Eastern Washington University.
Go Eags.
Graduated from there back in 2012. Ooh. It's been a minute.
Were you in the comm school?
Yeah, communications and PR.
Nice.
Mm-hmm,
was
Patty
Chantrell still there?
Yes.
One of my favorite people on
the
earth.
So good.
And definitely formative to me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Damn.
Well, so I graduated.
I went that same program.
Yeah. So
I graduated in like 2004.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not that long ago. It's all good.
Feels long. Shit.
It's been a minute. But yeah, so graduated from there. And then actually I ended up doing an internship with Nordstrom. So I did it like it was like sales and something or other or leadership or something like that. And it was awesome because I got to meet a lot of really great people. The Nordstrom like family came here and like did a like presentation, and it was really cool. And then
there's some incredible training that comes out of that organization,
honestly,
right?
And like you get Nordstrom on your resume, like people are like, you got customer service. This is good. So after the internship was done, they job offered me for an assistant manager role of the second largest department in the store, which was cosmetics. So I was like,
okay.
And like fresh out of college. And I'm like, okay. Like I didn't know what else I was going to do. So here we go. Did that. And I was assistant manager. And my manager was actually Jen Hendricks, who is now at Visit Spokane. It's just so funny. All the
Now we're getting to a Spokane story.
Here we go. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So got to like work under her, and she was just so amazing and so great. And then, you know, I realized though, Nordstrom is definitely the type of organization where they like to hire within. And so like really looking at like what that next role would have been outside of Spokane. And at this point, I worked there about 2.5 years-ish. I really started to love Spokane.
You got sucked in.
I got sucked in. I love it.
Where did you move from before?
I'm originally from Tri-Cities. Okay, so not nice. Too far, yeah. But
hop, skip, and a jump.
Hop, skip, and a jump. Exactly. So, I started to really love it here. I started to think too, like, you know, Nordstrom was such a great experience. Becoming in a leadership role, even at such a young age, was awesome to be able to like learn and grow from people, but then also help lead and doing some of that stuff. And it was great. However, it was still retail.
Sure.
So there was this thing like called clopening, where it was like you would close and open, and it literally felt like you never left
your
the
entire
store.
Life.
Yeah. Yeah. So, then I started to do the search actually through Eastern, like has like support for alum to like look for roles and different kinds of things. And then I saw Visit Spokane, and I was like, well, I am loving Spokane. Go. So let's do this. So I applied for a role there.
Oddly enough, that's always been a dream of mine, is to work for Visit Spokane.
Really?
It's like, it's definitely not in my career path now, but hey. Like, I just remember, like, I love this town so much. I'm like, oh, I could make an impact. I could go help.
Yeah, let me and get me. It.
Yeah, exactly. I just, that's always been something on me.
Yeah. You know. Oh, I love that. That's great. Hey,
fun facts, listeners.
I'm going to say never say never. Like, you just saying. Right? You're going to have Rose here in a few weeks or something. So
it's true. Yeah. She'll be like, Steve, come on over. Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't want to be RVP. No, I do. Yeah.
But yeah, so then got going at Visit Spokane. They actually, once I sat down with them, I don't even really remember the role that I applied for, but once I sat down with them, they were like, oh, you've got the sales and you've got the marketing. We actually need some support, like with the two teams, helping, like having somebody who could speak both languages and be like a liaison between the two teams. And so I was like, sure, let's do this. So I was sales and marketing coordinator.
It's perfect. And now you're bringing that skills, you know, right now to Spokane Sports. And
right.
So, okay. So I'm real curious because your new CEO, it's like, she's a powerhouse. So you can tell that. I was only in a room watching her speak for an hour and a half, but I'm like, okay, this person, she's got like the X factor, right? There's just something yeah. there. So she's pulling these team of experts together. You're mm-hmm. really, you know, swinging for the fences. Anything that you can like bring us and our listeners in on that, you know, that yeah. you're excited about for the future that like maybe is on the horizon?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I will say too, we are now a team of 10 and 8 of us are women, which I think is pretty rad.
Yeah, it is.
You know, that being in the industry that we are in, with it being
sports.
But I just think, honestly, talking just a little bit more about like our indoor track and field season, just because like that is, it's huge, right? You know, our hoteliers are like, our rooms are empty. We need a way to like fill them. And then the podium was created because of it. And now with indoor track and field season, I just experienced my first season of it. And now like, I'm able to look at the whole season and figure out ways to make it that much better as it pertains to marketing and ways of, you know, just making it bigger and better. And so I'm really excited to see how we can lean into that. Like, how can we get not only these like visitors excited about that, but even locally, like locally, how can we get excited about the indoor track and field season? How can we better market it? Or
and
even
so people can show up and support. And
yes. Yeah. Fill the stands.
You're going to get people have to build more hotel rooms around here, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was funny too, because I think it was what, NCAA weekend, and it was Friday we had the games, and then Saturday our Velocity soccer team was happening, as well as P&Q, and then Sunday there was more. It was like literally the downtown was buzzing. There was just so much happening, which is incredible. Great problem to have.
Yes, it is. And it's, yeah, you're all putting it together. I want to go back to that idea of, like, you know, women leaders in, you know, in sports. So it, I don't know. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm just not a big fan of sports. Like, it's not my thing. So that's, I'm telling on myself.
That's okay.
Presumably a male dominated world.
Sure.
How does that play out though in the work that you all are doing?
Yeah, well, I think it's great because we are just in a time where that is super exciting, and we're leaning into that, not even just within sports, but within, like, even just look at our community and our community leaders and the leaders that we have here in Spokane that are mostly women. Like, yeah. It's pretty cool. And so just on that note, next year we're going to be hosting NCAA women's first and second rounds, which is awesome. And it just so happens to land during the time of Pacific Northwest qualifiers, which is women. And it also happens to be in the month of March, which is Women's National History Month. So I'm really excited to figure out ways we can play with that. And
yeah, and punch that up. That story is good.
It's so good. Like, it's just...
It's happening right here in Spokane.
Exactly. Yeah. And we just, yeah, we just have so many... Like, I was meeting earlier this week with Emily, the CEO of Downtown Spokane Partnership. Stephanie Curran has been a huge leader that I've watched, and I had the opportunity to meet when I was
in Spokane.
I admire her. Our CEO of the Public Facilities District. So, and then of course, Ashley Blake, our CEO of Spokane Sports. So it's just awesome. Like I'm saying, it's a wild times right now to be in, where it's like we get to celebrate stuff like that and be proud of it.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here, everybody. Spokane, where women lead.
That's
where
right.
we are often pushing the envelope, making big things happen. Pay attention to Keetra. She's going to be around. She'll be around for a long time. Thanks for joining us today. Any parting thoughts for us?
I would just say, you know, when you're interested in something, when you hear about something, like, dig in a little bit more, especially as it pertains to Spokane sports. Like, we're going to have so much more out there to inform our community. And I think, you know, just be interested, be excited. I think sometimes when people hear about some things, they're like, oh, well, that doesn't pertain to me. You know, oh, I'm not into sports, you know, all of that stuff. But this is where we work, live, and play. And a lot of the things that are happening around us are going to impact us one way or another. And so I think just be interested, be excited, and lots of good stuff happening.
No doubt. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.